I don't think I should have to buy my wife something, though. That's up to my son, and he's not here.
That is correct.
Yeah, I should have to go to the damn store and buy her a card.
I know. I always used to complain to my ex-wife, which is probably why she's my ex-wife. I complained about everything with her, and she vice versa in her case. But I used to be like, no, that's Miranda's job. That's not my job. I'll take Miranda to the store or whatever.
You just got to sign the card.
I don't have to sign anything. It's Mother's Day.
Thank you for being the mother of my child. That
mother.
I guess. I guess so. But that's an interesting question to bring up. Does the husband have to sign a card from the kid on Mother's Day?
Absolutely. The husband needs to do his own stuff for Mother's Day. Yes.
I usually sign it from the dog, and because she loves the dog so damn much.
Well, look, 802-655-6672. That's a good question. If you have a child with somebody. I think you're absolutely required to give them something on Mother's Day.
Wow.
As the husband or boy.
The husband or boyfriend, whatever. If she is the mother of your child, you absolutely need to do something for her.
Okay, then that means I get something from her on Father's Day. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I never did. Okay.
Well, you should. Because you are the father of her child. Absolutely. It goes both ways.
Text line, first time texter. What if you're divorced? I'm definitely not sending anything.
Yeah,
Miranda's
if you're divorced,
mother.
Wow. If you're divorced, I think, Rich, your only requirement is just text your daughter and say, "Hey, remember Sunday's Mother's Day."
Yes. Okay. Right.
I'm assuming she's going to remember.
Well, I'm saying your civic duty as the father with a divorced couple only ends with, "Hey, remember your mother's. Okay. Remember Mother's Day is coming up."
Okay, that's easy. I can do that because I'm going to be talking to her anyway.
Yes, so. I think that is when you're divorced. That is all you need to do.
By the way, if I was a girl getting or a mother getting flowers. I don't want flowers. I want chocolate. I want fruit. I want stuff I could eat. Strawberries. I don't want no damn flowers. They're going to die in like a week or something like that.
Strawberries are gone in 3 minutes.
So what?
And chocolate.
First time texter. Another first time. Brady, absolutely, Brady, you're 1,000% correct.
Well, maybe that's why she's an ex.
Well, yes. Absolutely. You got to take
the little things.
You have to.
And think about all the things that. In a relationship, but again, it goes both ways, I think, for Mother's Day and Father's Day, but in this case with Mother's Day, that woman, the mother, is probably sacrificing or helping a lot of things, you know, helping you out in a lot of ways, so they're making your life easier by being your partner in raising your child, and it goes the same way the other side. No, you bad on Rich there.
That's called till death do us part. That's what that's called.
I do remember hearing that.
It's not till you stop doing me favors do we part.
Yeah, I like
work like that.
I like Alex and Moncton.
Yeah, that is funny.
Go ahead and read that.
The husband is only required to do something for the wife on Mother's Day if he wants to remain the husband.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
If you want to remain the husband, you will do something nice for the wife / girlfriend, whatever.
What is the appropriate thing to spend, like a Hunsky?
Oh my gosh, no.
No?
On Mother's Day?
Just go buy like lemon heads at the store? What are you talking about here?
Well, how about you, Arnie? Are you going to cook Beth a nice meal for Mother's Day?
No. Oh, absolutely not. No.
What are you doing for her?
I'm too busy. I'm working.
You're too busy.
See, Ty in Canada, if you want to keep your house and all of your possessions as a husband, you get the wife a card, gift, and dinner on Mother's Day.
Wow.